album of the year. Best rock performance of the year. Don't forget, 8 a.m., our special guest is Elizabeth Haight, who writes the weekly column on relationships for my favorite, the New York Post. She's got the advice for everybody. Her favorite expression is, say yes to everything. Failure can be a great motivator. And today's column is called, Turn It Off to Get Turned On. She's going to be coming up at 8 o'clock here. She's going to be talking about how vibrators have gone mainstream. Hey, tune into Roth Radio for all the news that fits. No pun intended. She's talking about how vibrators have gone mainstream and you can buy them anywhere. And now some women can only get pleasure from using one. And that man alone can't do that for them anymore. Well, they haven't turned into David Lee, have they? Roth Radio. Don't forget, Elizabeth Haight is going to be dropping in talking about, well, turn it off and you'll get more turned on. 8 a.m. She's coming in at 8 o'clock here. 866-313-3733. Broadcasting on the web, davidleeroth.com. All the way, I got emails from Fort Hood, Texas, Victoria, Australia, Colorado, Dublin, Ireland, Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Play it, Brian. Go ahead, miss. David Lee Roth, broadcasting from the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. No, I'm not, but I'm about to play Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Green Day, great band. Green Day, great band, is up for Record of the Year. This is Category 1, Record of the Year, and the track comes from that super smackin' album, American Idiot. They sold millions of that, didn't they? This was a super popular record here. Go ahead, Hutch. Take your fifth arm there. Aldous Huxley, a man with his finger on the pulse of America. Hey, that's not his finger. Go ahead and play Boulevard of Broken Dreams. This is up for Record of the Year. Go ahead, Hutch. Green Day, here we go. I love The Who.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one and I walk alone.
Hold on here. Go ahead and put the loop back on there, Hutch, because this is Boulevard of Broken Dreams, sung by Green Day, and he's talking about how he's walking alone. There is a loneliness vibration that I'm picking up off this song. Agree, guys? There's a definite lonely thing. But I don't know if he's singing just on behalf of himself or if he's singing on behalf of the whole band. I think there's four guys in the band. There's three guys in the band. So are all three guys in the band really lonesome? Is that what he's singing about, or is it just him? Take it from the top one more time there, Hutch. I want to hear the intro. I loved this when The Who did it, and I love it even more when they slowed it down and that they do it. Go ahead. Here we go. Right. Okay, this is a band who's very, very socially conscious and very, very well biased towards ethics and moral resolve. I just don't know which one of them is alone because I'm not sure which one of them in the band, one of the three in Green Day, I'm not sure if I remember which one was squeezing my drummer's now ex-girlfriend when my drummer was out on the road with me and didn't know that his girlfriend was being squeezed by the guy in the band. Let's see if we can listen and find out. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, I think I hear it.
Well, anyway, the drummer doesn't date her anymore, and I guess that he doesn't either. So it's win-win-win, lose-lose-lose. It's all a boulevard of broken dreams. I give this song probably 8.5 in terms of general overall tone. I like the way the vocal sounds. I like the way that the music is pushed up front in there. That's a Chris Lord-Alge mix there. That comes from American Idiot. That's my favorite one so far. Let's see what Gwen Stefani comes up with here. If you want to give us a call, weigh in on any of this, 866-313-3733. Are you good for Gwen Stefani, Hutch?
I'm good for Gwen Stefani.
Whip it on us, baby. Go ahead. Okay, stop. The best part of this is the 808. You hear the bass thing in the back go, doom, doom. That's the best part. Play it from the top. Go ahead. Top of the tune. Top of the tune. One more time here. And I like the marching band thing. It sounds like an integrated school system marching band where the drum corps is the most important part. In fact, it's the only part we paid attention to. I'm speaking from personal experience. From the top. Hutch. Is talking at me, can't see a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying. Hey, I almost sound Puerto Rican when I do that, right?
Yeah, that was great.
Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind.
Sound like a young Ray Charles now.
Everybody's talking at me, everybody's talking at me. I like it. this one speaks to me. This one speaks to me. 866-313-3733. You got kind of a marching band thing with it. Sorry, go ahead, Brian. You're on. Say it again.
Have you seen this video? Because she looks really good in it.
Oh, is this the one where she has the Japanese girls in it with her? She takes them wherever she goes, right?
She wears like a cheerleader outfit. She was great in this video.
Okay, so do you give this one an A+? Because of the video?
Turn the volume up, but I give it an A+.
This is not bad. I understand the theory, but I don't know if there's a song here. I hear a great groove with a general chant, and I hear the chords. Go ahead and play those chords one more time. Turn the track off, Hutch. Go ahead. Everybody's talking at me. Can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. Too much Red Bull is sitting inside me, and now I'm going blind. Okay, put it back up here, man. They didn't pay for that. Come on, 866-313-3733. Billy wants to know what Dave's influences are. My influences are purely classical, none of them musical. Billy, you're on. Go ahead. Roth Radio.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good, man. Hey, listen, you commented a little bit earlier about that. Everybody imitates somebody at some point, so... Fess up. Was there anybody that you looked at? You know, somebody you imitated, stood in front of the mirror and pretend you were.
Sure, and not in this order of importance: Muhammad Ali, Bruce Lee, Spider-Man, the guy in the Rolling Stones, the guy in Led Zeppelin, the guy in the Doors, John Lee Hooker, anybody over 75 years old, dead and black. How am I doing?
You're doing good. How about the screaming? You know, when you guys, obviously that was a pretty unique thing at the time.
No, that was my terrible imitation of what James Brown would do for a living, or, you know, in terms of my being able to imitate him. I hoped I was imitating him, but in fact, I never actually did it. Put up the track there. Put up the loop here. Maybe I can get the scream here. Put up the loop this way. Now, I know it doesn't sound much like James, but when you put a guitar behind it. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. I don't know that I hear any kind of material here that's particularly superstar. Do you? Nothing that's particularly sticking out at me.
I like Green Day. It's kind of sticking with me.
Okay, got a memorable melody. So far, that's the one. Cynthia, talk to me about No Doubt. Hook it up there, Hutch. Roth Radio, you're in. Hit it, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
extraordinary, darling. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Yeah, I wanted to know what do you think? I think that she was better when she was doing like rock and roll with No Doubt, and I don't really like her hip hop stuff too much.
You don't like her hip hop stuff? I don't know that there's a clearly defined line between the two. I don't know that what she does is necessarily hip hop, and I don't know that what she does is necessarily rock and roll. What I'm hearing is funk grooves with drum machines and an electric guitar. So you got a nice delicate house blend. Agreed or disagree?
House, I guess.
Do you find her to be a unique kind of a character, or does she range from the derivative to the generic?
No, I think she's pretty unique because she's...
No, there's no such thing as pretty unique. That's like pretty pregnant. You either are or you are not. Unique is a specific state of being. You can't be partially unique. You got to be completely unique. Do you think that Gwen Stefani is completely unique? Share it with us. Well, there's my answer. That's what I thought, and I agree with you, too. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Joey has an opinion, and I suspect we're going to hear about it now. Roth Radio, you're in. Hit it, Joey.
Yo, what's going on, Diamond?
Hit it up.
Hey, I liked Green Day when they first started out because they weren't so commercial. And now they've become commercial. Forget about it.
Well, wait, how can you possibly tell the difference? It's like every time AC/DC does an album, they go, we're getting back to the roots this time.
They miss the mark all the time.
What is
they're trying to compete for money.
Okay, what is the big difference between, you say that there's a commercialism in the second album that isn't in the first. How do you detect that? What specifically are you hearing that says sold out? Tell us.
What am I hearing and saying sold out? They're talking about everything in the world now. They're not talking about what's in their hearts.
No. I'm talking about in the green. I'm sorry. You're talking about the lyric content. Doesn't seem heartfelt to you anymore.
The music sounds like the same as the first record, but I mean, you know, except a little more updated.
Okay, then how can you say that there's much of a difference? It's like what I say about the Rolling Stones. They've been making the same three songs for 40 years, but I like the three songs, so I still buy the new record and I still go to the concert and I still buy the T-shirt.
I wouldn't say that about the Stones. The Stones, forget about it. They've had like an evolving career, which you're right.
It evolves from song one to song two to song three, and then they start over again, and I'm perfectly content with that. The same thing for AC/DC. The same thing for the Doors. Here, I'm going to sing you two notes, and his entire career was based on nothing but these two notes. Turn up the track there. Here we go.
Ooh, yeah!
Now, here's the other one.
Come on.
Ah, yeah! Hey, he had a pretty good career. I should be so lucky as to sell half as many as the Doors sold. Did I convince you or did I lose you?
No, I know. You're right, man. It's the 15 minutes of fame. That's right. Everyone's got it, you know?
Yeah.
And then they try to stretch it out.
A chiclet to the moon. That's what I've done with my adolescence. I think you got a good point. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. I'm David Lee, David Lee Roth, and we are broadcasting worldwide on davidleeroth.com, and we do the stream all day long. If you missed it, it's like TiVo. You can run, but you cannot hide, baby. Alex, he thinks there's only one good band. Talk to me about it. Roth Radio, you're in. Hit it.
Good morning, Dave. Big fan, bud.
Go ahead, friend.
I think Green Day is the only, even though I do not like totally get into them, Dave, I think Green Day is the only band as of recent that every time they put out an album, it's definitely a candidate for album of the year. And I think this album, American Idiot, is definitely going to win it.
Why do you think that? Why do you think they're the only band? Can you describe the ingredients that are talking to you?
I think that they're coming up with a little bit of a fresh sound. Granted, you did that little Who comparison, Dave, but there's only so many spots on the guitar that you can play. I mean, and there's going to be a redundant factor. You're going to catch, maybe a little bit of this, a little bit of that in there. There's only so much you can play. There's only so many frets on that guitar. But I think how you play the E or how you play the A, being a musician, I mean, that's the name of the game. They're putting a little bit of twist to it. I think they put a lot of energy into music, and I think they're basically keeping it simple, but it's good music.
I agree with you, and you know what else I think? I think only an idiot thinks that inspiration descends through the cracked and peeling ceiling of a Holiday Inn in the hand of Jesus. I have waited. It has not arrived. You got to go out, take somebody else's idea, and do it a little bit better. You got to kick out somebody else's inspiration and take the music past where you found it, whether that's the blues, whether that's rock, whether that's funk, whatever. And trying to find the influences in somebody, somebody? Ah, that's just parlor games. That's just drink a beer or a Red Bull. See how I slipped that in? And sit around and go, oh, I know what that chord change is. Yeah, there's only two chords for this song and two chords for that song. And somebody like myself, who is a complete audiophile, I collect records over and over, thousands and thousands of CDs just for the sound. I don't collect actual vinyl. I don't collect the artwork, just the actual songs. So, yeah, I can sit there and go, oh, I see what color you use there. Oh, I can see who your teacher was there. But that, you know, that's just my own twisted pleasure. I agree with you, though. They make melodies. They've got something that you can carry home with you. They make melodies that carry with a handle. Someday, someday, I walk alone. You know, right away, huh? All right, don't judge me on my capacity to sing this early in the morning. But I'm going to agree with him. Also, there are a lot of bands that I have that have what I call freeze-dried vocals. You can pour into any cup. You can change the singers. There was something in, it was the Music Video Awards in Miami year before last. And there were a number of bands. I think Green Day might have been there, but there were a number of Hoobastank and Sweet Charlotte and blah, blah, blah. And when they put them up on stage, they kind of glossed together. If you closed your eyes, it was real difficult to tell the difference between the individual bands. And if, you know, I'm not permanently rooted in classic rock by any stretch of the imagination, you hear in the background what's going on here. I listen to all kinds of music. But in terms of, you know, classic rockers, there's no mistaking the Rolling Stones for the Beatles. There was no mistaking Ray Charles for Miles Davis. There was no mistaking
Deep Purple for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, these were very specific. Even if you hated the bands, I am no fan of, pick one of the wildest, Judas Priest. There's no mistaking Judas Priest for Van Halen. Whether you hate the music or love it, you can't deny that. And that's what I'm always looking for. When somebody says, well, I think that Gwen Stefani is pretty unique. No, pretty is not a measurement.
Pretty this big? No,
pretty is not metric. Pretty does not hold water. It's not almost. Pretty is something that you hope the singer is, if it's Gwen, okay? But beyond that, no. It's either unique or you can really see right away all the influences. And with Green Day, I don't see all the influences, so I'm a little bit more intrigued. How about, here's where you see all the influences. Are you ready for this one? This is Gold Digger. It's Kanye West, and I don't know, is what's his face in on this one? The Jamie Foxx. Yeah, did Jamie he actually... Well, wait a minute. This is a sample or a loop, isn't it, of Jamie Foxx pretending to be Ray Charles, who's not actually on the cut. I think I'm getting a run for the money for the fake Paris Hilton here. I'm going to have to take a little break and do some math. Here we go.
Yeah, baby.
Now, everybody, it's time to jump.
Roth Radio, Album of the Year, Best Vocal Performance of the Year, Best Album, Single of the Year, Best Rock Instrumental of the Year, Man of the Year. It's going to be a long time before they give me a Grammy. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, large and in charge, and we are finding our way through the miracle of Record of the Year. I think I have one more. Yeah, we got one more here that's actually up for Record of the Year. This is a very familiar song. This is Gold Digger. I like the other half of the title, but I'm not allowed to sing it over the air. She don't want no gold digger. She don't want no broke homeboy.
Enigma.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's one of these inspired lyrics. You know, that's like, don't you wish your girlfriend was wrong like me, don't you? I wonder if they, if those girls are up for an actual award at this point in time. They should be. Lyrical award. Is there best lyric award? I don't think there is.
No, I don't think so.
Best songwriting or best song performance
best
or whatever.
Songwriting.
but no perfect lyrics, because don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? I have lived that. I have wrote every day I write the book. I have lived through that miracle. Anyway, Gold Digger. Interesting, because you have Kanye West, and if I'm not mistaken, one of the most important elements of this song is Jamie Foxx, who is pretending to be Ray Charles on another record, and then they sampled him pretending to be Ray Charles from that record. So this is a sample of a sample of a guy pretending to be somebody else. And I thought I had the winning cards with the fake Paris Hilton, who I was going to do my future single with, but I guess I'm getting more than a run for my money. Okay, we're going to take a listen to this. Hutch, you good to go?
Yep.
He looks expectant. He's going to swing for the fence on this one. This is Gold Digger by Kanye West. This is up for Record of the Year. Go ahead, hit it up.
Well, I'm in need.
And that's Jamie Foxx, right?
Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed.
Imitating Ray Charles.
Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me.
I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger,
but she ain't messing with no broke, homie.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
She ain't messing with no broke, homie.
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Treated a bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I can tell you rock, I can tell by your charm. Boss girls, you got a flock, I can tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she can have an ex like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they bad to show this.
All right,
okay,
all right.
Get your kids, but then they got their...
That one wins. Look at the look of shock on the white boy's face across the street with the electrical guitar. Talk. Sorry. What? You hate that?
I didn't dig it.
You didn't dig it?
I like the bluesy part, but I didn't like the beat and the rap and stuff.
Well, the bluesy part isn't even in key. If you listen,
that's why I liked it. That's me.
It's broken. It's got wabasabi. That's the Japanese term. Yeah, but it's a little bit flat. Play it from the top one more time here. This one's got the most energy. This one's got the most oomph. This one's got the most hormones. This one's on steroids. I don't even need a melody necessarily. The sample does it.
Take my money? Well, I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town.
Way over
that
town.
That is on me. That
is on me.
But she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
You're gonna remember it all the way home.
Yeah.
You're gonna have musicosis. No, you'll have what's called musicosis, where you'll hum this for the rest of the week. No, totally. This is going to be stuck in your craw for the rest of the week here. That's probably the selling point of the whole song there. That's my favorite one so far. 866-313-3733. You know what? Let's take some calls up here. Let's see. Dave is washed up rocker. Ooh, I like this one. Michelle, go ahead. Number 13. Hutch, hit it up. Swing on this. Let's have some fun. Michelle, you're on Roth Radio. Go ahead, sweetie.
Hey, I don't get it. You got to bash all the other bands, but where have you been since the 80s?
No. I'm not bashing all the other bands. I'm being constructively creative. What I'm doing is critiquing.
You have something negative to say about
every
other band.
Wait, wake up, Hutch. What I'm doing here is I'm being constructively creative, okay? And when you critique something, then you encourage everybody else who has ambitions in this kind of music or this kind of a theater to actually improve what they're doing. Do you agree or disagree? Are you there? Did I lose her?
She's gone.
Okay. Well, let's speak to her anyway. Stay on the board there, Hutch. Don't lose the next one. Because you know what happens here is you get a lot of creeps who are going to call in and want to talk about why are you bashing somebody. We're not sitting around on the Oprah Winfrey Show barefoot like American Indians passing the peace pipe. What we're trying to do is identify whatever the weakness may be in the effort to try and improve the general disposition of music, because I intend to buy a lot of music in the future. I wonder how much music you buy. If you're not critical, how can you tell? What do? You buy one or two favorite of your albums and that's it? I'm sorry, that's not enough to support the industry, particularly since these days we're stealing a lot off of the internet. And if you're going to critique something, I think it's real healthy. Otherwise, you're never going to improve anything, much less yourself. If somebody agrees, give us a call. 866-313-3733. Go ahead on top. Annie, you're in Roth Radio. Go ahead, Annie.
Come on.
good morning. How are you?
Extraordinary. What's cooking?
First off, I want to say, David, you're a hell of a lot smarter than I ever gave you credit for. I am very impressed, and I've never listened to a talk show before in my life.
And how are we doing?
Wonderfully. Wonderfully.
Okay, what's your take on the subject here? Do you got a thought?
Well, I grew up with a lot of classical music. I had a lot of ballet training. And I tend to like the groups and the artists that have got a little bit of a classical influence. I'll hear a song on the radio that I like, so I'll look up a little bit of biography on the internet, and it'll say, he's got classical training, I like it. And especially with the internet right now, I can look up a lot of stuff that I've never listened to before, like Billie Holiday and Lester Young, you know?
Okay, so you're delving back into history as opposed to reaching into the future?
I do both.
No, you don't. Who's your favorite new artist? Come on, name me three.
I like Stained. I like Trapped. I like the hard rock stuff.
Okay, see? You don't listen to what's modern and into the future. You're reaching into the past because it's something that you weren't aware of before. And I find that equally acceptable.
I like DJ Tiesto. I like BT.
Okay, so you say you're equally involved in the future and the past here? What is it that separates modern music?
Who a real person is?
Sorry?
I said, isn't that being what a real person is?
No, most people pick one or the other. Most people pick their music according to only their neighborhood, only their shoes and haircut, and only the music that their friends and compatriots listen to. But you're telling me that you're beside that you do differently?
Yeah, I think so, because I'm insatiably curious.
I like that.
And I think that's what makes things interesting.
I agree with you. Wild diversity with a thread that runs through it that's soulful. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Give us on number 10 there, Hutch. Joe, when is somebody selling out? I don't know. Let's find our way through it together. Joe, you're on. Hit it.
Diamond Dave, what's going on, man?
You, Joe.
Here's my question. And it was interesting that you guys came back from the commercial break with Jump, because I'm wondering, where does an artist's license to experiment end? And where does the selling out process begin?
You share with me your thoughts first. Go ahead.
Well, you have the Gwen Stefani track on.
Certainly.
And my experience with No Doubt and what they were about was not so much the hip-hop. My take is she wants to sell albums.
You think she did her musical variation specifically so that she could sell more units?
I think so, because that song doesn't sound anything to me like... whatever the Don't Speak, I Don't Know What You're Thinking song was.
Okay, but I don't know that going commercial necessarily defeats the music. What about when Hendrix decided to do All Along the Watchtower because he needed a single? Hey, that was a successful move, was it not?
This is true. I have to say that's probably my favorite Hendrix song, even though it's really a Dylan song.
Okay, nevertheless, he did a cover song because he knew that would be popular. That was a hero of his, and he needed a single. His kind of music was not going to popular radio at the time, and he made a very decisioned commercial move, and it turned out beautifully. So I've seen it work both ways. I'm wondering about if your take on Gwen Stefani. I don't know that there's so much difference in the music on this album that they did on a previous album. Maybe you're reacting to something that changed visually. Is that possible?
Well, you know, I can't really say because I haven't seen too many of her videos. I think
actually,
the best song that they had was the one with the really kicking guitar riff.
I know exactly what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
but after that song, that girl song that she did, the first one, to me, that Don't Speak was the commercial sellout song.
Well, you know, it depends also on the producers that you're going to pick. And a lot of these faces are picking the same familiar producers. You get the Neptunes, you get Dupree and these fellas like this, and then, you know, and this is going to deliver you a signature sound. So is the guy who mixes the song. And you've got Algie brothers. You got Tom Lord and his brother, and you have a few others who mix virtually all of this popular left-hand side of the Billboard chart kind of material. Again, they establish a signature kind of a sound to a lot of these artists, unless you have a really unique voice. I kind of like it because it's an acid test. Here we go. We're going to separate the rock stars from the groupies.
Yeah, baby.
Yep.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings. We'll be right back.
second, man. What do you think the teacher's going to look like this year? Whoa! Ooh!
Hey, baby, we all got it bad here. It's Grammy time. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth. I'm hot for teacher. I'm also hot for Elizabeth Haight. She's coming in at 8. There's my rap song. Elizabeth Haight at 8 o'clock. She is the columnist from on relationships for the New York Post. And today is a particularly good subject close to our heart, depending on where you use it. She's going to talk about vibrators. Hey, I don't think that using vibrators is morally reprehensible. I think it all depends on what your other hand is doing. And Elizabeth is going to share with us that ethical overload. We're going to download Elizabeth Haight, and she's coming in at 8. She's talking about how some women can only get pleasure from using the vibrator and that men alone can't do that for them anymore. Hey, if there's a conversation, you don't have to be part of it. Already I'm thinking positively. David Lee Roth, Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. Maybe we can provide some music for the demonstration. I don't know if Elizabeth is actually going to be knock it off, Brian. I don't know if Elizabeth is actually going to be physically demonstrating these what would we call it, apparatus.
She got to do it, Dave. She got to physically demonstrate it, man.
Okay, well, I've turned the temperature here to body temperature in the studio. Here, we've plugged up all the holes in the ceiling, submarine style, and now it's body temperature in here, so we're ready for whatever Elizabeth wants. We've prepared a space for her animal if she wants to demonstrate these apparatus. Are you going to allow her to use your microphone? I don't mean to demonstrate with the microphone.
Of course.
But I mean, you know, to demonstrate and then tell us over the microphone what's going on. You accept that?
Of course, Dave. You know I'd do anything for the Damn and Dave show.
You are a bigger man than I am. Maybe she'll enlist your help at 8 o'clock, yeah, Elizabeth Haight.
But I have a vibrator that's built in, though. I put a
steel belted black radio model, huh? Okay, watch. And it would knock it off, animal. What happens is like it's one of those commercials. Like if you use the regular condom, it sounds like this. And then if you use one of animals, it sounds like this. Come on, baby. Traction. That's what it's all about. Positive traction. Viscous coupling. Equal rubber all the way around. We're going to hear about it at 8 from Elizabeth Haight. She's coming in. Anyways, we're talking about the Grammys, or as much of it as we can possibly summarize. 866-313-3733. Do you want to take a call first? I don't know. Can go ahead and pick a call there, Hutch. Let's hear what the folks at home are thinking. Pick out the most conversational one.
Kristen.
Talk to me, Kristen.
Hi,
David Lee Roth. Good, Kristen. What's cooking?
My point was just that all these albums, I mean, basically any award show that you go to, it's all music that's around all the time. I mean, it's what's hot now, and people are already listening to it. So whatever they put out is going to be heard. I mean, and you don't really hear anything from people who, like, I mean, for instance, folk writers or singer-songwriters, they don't get put up for Album of the Year because nobody listens to their music.
Okay, well, why would you select somebody for Album of the Year if nobody's listening to their music?
Well, if you think about the quality of the music and what's put into it, I think that most of the stuff that isn't heard on the radio is better anyway.
Okay, but isn't the idea that you work your way up to the top of the pyramid and that if you're really good enough that you'll become popular enough because there will be a groundswell movement and everybody will talk about you?
I guess so, but I mean, is Album of the Year based on sales or based on just how good the album is?
I think it's probably a combination of the two. It is the most popular sales because people like the music. The most people dig that music. So necessarily it's going to show up in the nominations. I don't know how much play a record company gets actually involved today in actually advertising something, because there is so much music out there. There's so many videos out there. There's so many ways to listen to music. A lot of people listening to this, for example, on the computer instead out of a standard radio. You got satellite. You've got DirecTV, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot more places for people to pick up on music, and I don't think you can force the water down the horse's throat like we could have done in the 70s or the 80s. There's too much alternative, too many options, and I think people will flee from something that's not innately good. Agree or disagree?
I agree with you, but I also think I wanted to ask you a question. I think that obviously Album of the Year, to me, in my opinion, would state that you can basically listen to the whole thing through and enjoy it.
Good idea.
So out of these, which one could you listen to, or would you like to listen to more of the whole thing through?
None of them. They'd all end up being Frisbees inside of 30 days. No, I buy albums exclusively for one song. Hopefully, pray to the feet of God that there would be two songs, but I'm going to always settle for just one song, and I will also pray that it's the first song on the record so I don't even have to waste finger time, you know, trying to index into the middle. Are you with me on this?
I do the exact opposite, to be honest. I have a limited collection, and that's because I want something that I can listen to all the way through.
Okay, now, do you have an iPod, dear? Is that what you're using these days?
Well, I do, but I mean, that's not the only thing I use.
Okay, but do you use it regularly? Is that what you use the most? You make a greatest hits compilation, and you carry that with you routinely?
For the most part, and before that, I did mixes on cassette tape anyway.
Okay, I get you. So you have a pretty diverse kind of a taste, it sounds like. What do you think is going to be the, what do you think should be the album of the year? Go ahead.
Actually, if I had to pick myself, I would pick Martin Sexton.
Martin Sexton. Now, that's an interesting call. Does that show up anywhere on our list? We're going to dig that up, and let's see if she's got any kind of taste at all. Thanks for calling here, Roth Radio Live. Okay, you know what? We're going to go for Song of the Year here. Let's try and play some of these songs, Hutch, and work through this, and then we'll try and find, what is it, Martin Sexton?
Martin Sexton.
Guys in the back, see if you can dig up Martin Sexton, and let's see what the album of the year here. She had a pretty good idea there, a good thought.
Album.
It's an album. Hold on, somebody's calling here. One second. Yo! Hey, sweetie. No, I'm on the air. Go on. It's the fake Paris Hilton. Okay. Doing a fake phone call. First song up for Song of the Year, Bless the Broken Road. I have no idea who this is, but the track comes from an album called Feels Like Today. Who is this? Bobby Boyd? Jeff Hanna? I have no idea where this is from. Go ahead, turn it up there, Hutch. Up for Song of the Year. Should play this during the vibrator demonstration.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road.
This is Rascal Flatts here, Bless
but
the Broken Road.
I lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you.
I find this ranging from the generic to the derivative. No, do you hear it? This is it. Here, go play it from the top one more time. One more time. I love the person's voice. I love the chick's voice.
It's a guy, I think.
Is that a guy?
Yeah. It's a guy.
It's a guy.
It sounds like a girl, though. Yeah. I thought the same thing. He's got a real high voice.
Come on, man. Half our news items today.
Hey, you know we jammed with this keyboard player, Coward Duck, remember?
Oh, like sure. Howard.
He's in this band.
Howard played with us with the 4th
Boston
of July
Pops.
In Boston Pops Orchestra. There you go.
I set out on a narrow way.
Where's the slide steel guitar? They're not doing the country version anymore. Go ahead, Brian, play it up.
Hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign.
All right, no, I'm sorry. That was exactly the note I was looking for, but not the song. Good enough. That was Rascal Flatts. I don't know if that one's going to catch. That's a little bit American Idol to me. Agreed? 866-313-3733. How about the Bruce Springsteen song? This is a track from Devils and Dust. Oddly enough, that's the name of the title. Bruce Springsteen up for Song of the Year. Here we go.
got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils in dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob. Home's a long, long way from us. Feel a dirty wind blowing. Devil's end.
Okay, tell you what. Turn the track down. Give me two chords that are like that, Brian. What is it? Here's Devils and Dust, as sung by Ozzy Osbourne. Here we go.
Plus Jack. Damn it! Sharon! Damn it, Sharon!
Okay, I think my version was better. Give us a call. Let me know. 866-313-3733. The next track up, Ordinary People. But we're not ordinary, and the track is Get Lifted, which is the look that Hutch is giving me, even as we speak. Well, turn up the track, Jack, and I'll sing it back.
David Lee Roth, Mornings.